Saudi Arabia announced today that it will tighten control of Islamic charities in the country. The U.S. is charged that some of them funded militant groups, including al-Qaeda. A statement from the state-run Saudi press agency said the move is part of the kingdom's efforts to cooperate with the global crackdown on terror financing. On September 11th, 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudi citizens. At first, the Saudi government heatedly denied any responsibility, but in recent weeks, Saudi leaders and ordinary citizens have begun to acknowledge that the attacks point to a need for reforms in the kingdom. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from the Saudi capital, Riyadh.
The events of September 11th have prompted a degree of debate and soul-searching among Saudi leaders and intellectuals that many here call unprecedented. At a recent business forum, a young advertising executive who refused to give his name said Saudi Arabia cannot be blamed for the terror attacks in New York and Washington. But at the same time, he said, the attacks were a wake-up call to Saudis and others.
You have to start looking at yourself, looking around you, and trying to change something. For 19 people to just get on airplanes and kill so many people so ruthlessly, there must be something wrong.
Some officials here say they are examining the internal factors that might have contributed to the Saudi hijackers' convictions. In December, Crown Prince Abdullah, who runs the country's day-to-day affairs, told a gathering of leaders from the Gulf region that Arabs have to take responsibility for their own problems instead of blaming others. Adel Jaber, the Crown Prince's foreign policy advisor, says that's the thinking in the kingdom these days.
We have to look inwards and find out what things we can do that would prevent people from having the ability to hijack our faith. We have to look at potential causes of this. We have to look at our own society and see if there are things that need to be changed.
Many Saudis deny that anything specific, like the kingdom's conservative educational system or a fundamentalist Muslim clergy, prompted the hijackers' actions, as some American critics have claimed. Saudi reformists say changes in all sectors of society, from education to the role of women, have been needed for quite some time to keep up with a rapidly changing world. Former intelligence chief Prince Turki Al-Faisal says he now sees a new determination on the part of the government to implement reform.
September 11th, I think, has been like a slap in the face to the kingdom, in the sense that people were complaining about the need for change and so on. The government was talking about change. Reform, as Crown Prince Abdullah said 5 years ago, was the main aim of the government. Economic reform, social reform, etc., etc. But with September 11th, I think people have acquired more of a sense of urgency, of the need for these reforms to actually take place.
One Saudi analyst said off the record that sense of urgency stems from the government's concern about the high level of popular support for Saudi-born Osama bin Laden. He said the pro-bin Laden sentiment surprised the leadership and raised fears that anti-government feelings might be greater than previously imagined. In just one village, some 40 young men reportedly left to try to join bin Laden in Afghanistan after the start of the U.S. bombing campaign. Architect and political activist Sami Angawi says frustration is running high here, especially among youth who see few economic opportunities and even fewer outlets for political expression.
Give people hope to be able to participate and to feel responsible.
Angawi says now, more than ever, the Saudi government must become accountable to its citizens and give them more say in their domestic affairs.
Let's see a plan. In 2 years, we're going to have this step. In 3 years, we're going to have this tips. In 10 years, we're going to have this tips. So I see, okay, now I can participate. Now I know where I am going.
Angawi says many Saudis are uncertain about where the country is headed, especially economically. This oil-rich nation is deep in debt, unemployment is on the rise, and resentment is growing, say analysts, over the lack of government transparency and charges of corruption among the thousands of members of the royal family. Some in the West have speculated that these factors, combined with the evidence of public support for bin Laden, suggest Riyadh may face political instability. It's a charge Prince Turki Al-Faisal, the country's former chief of intelligence, scoffs at.
We've been hearing these imminent threats to the kingdom for the last 50 years. The kingdom has remained solid despite the forecasts and the prognostications.
Analysts say the real challenge is accelerating the rate of much-needed reforms. Khaled Al-Maina, editor-in-chief of the English-language daily The Arab News, says the government has always been a catalyst for change, but tends to move slowly in order to balance demands for reform with strong opposition to change in this highly traditional society.
There are people in this country who want the wheel, there are people who don't want the wheel, and there are people who want the wheel to go backward.
But Maina says the events of September 11th have made it clear to many that Saudi Arabia has to move forward.
I think this is a crucial period in the history of our country. If we don't act fast, we would really be left aside.
Maina and others say there are positive signs. Leaders have been meeting with a wide range of groups to hear their views. There is an increased openness. And some say there is real hope that Saudi Arabia may emerge from the stigma of September 11th, as some here call it, a better, stronger nation. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.